Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay. Good afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. Appreciate you joining us today, and happy coronavirus, whatever, pandemic these days. I tell you, it's something else, and we got a lot of information we're going to try and cram into this week's edition. Be sure and check us out. As we always say, you're either an insider or you're not, and be sure to try and be in Texas Insider. Go to texasinsider.org, where we've been posting about a half dozen to a dozen articles, keeping you on the, not necessarily on the inside of Texas and national politics, like we always say, although there's plenty of that, but trying to be a coronavirus central place for you to go, a go-to spot. The legislators here at the State House and our congressmen and the White House are trying mightily to get information out these days, and we're more than happy to put up anything and everything we get from them, keep you on the inside of where to go to get the latest information, to get the latest relief, to get your questions answered, to see exactly what the government's doing, to see exactly what even your local banks are doing and what your employers might be doing to keep us all in cash flow and to keep us protected against contracting the virus. And then also, as we do on texasinsider.org, you can go over and follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well, just at Texas Insider, doing dozens upon dozens of posts there every day on what's going on. I just posted something here before the show from our local state senator, Dawn Buckingham. She's got a couple messages about what the state's doing, some places to go to get some information, and most importantly, or just as importantly as anything, I think, kind of a little message of encouragement. And Dawn Buckingham's a doctor. She's following this stuff. She knows from a medical perspective what the threats are or aren't, and how you respond to a pandemic, how we stay vigilant and separating from each other. She says at the end, we'll get through this. So Facebook and Twitter as well, go over and look at Dawn Buckingham on our Texas Insider Facebook page, just at Texas Insider. But boy, howdy, folks, I am telling you, I've got more than enough show prep here to go over. There is more stuff coming at us on a minute-by-minute basis. We're all sheltering in place, SIPing, as some of us are referring to it as, homeschooling our kids, working from home, trying to figure out what's coming down the pike and exactly what we're going to be facing and how long we're going to be facing it for. I happened to be getting ready and had some actually month-old Austin American Statesman papers still in my pile, and thought it was kind of interesting and maybe provide us a little perspective on how fast exactly things are moving. Last weekend, we had our friend Steve Moore on the show. He talked about some of the economic impacts that are going to be unfortunately landing in everybody's lap, and how, amongst other things, it's just happened so darn quickly. We were not even a month ago, just 3 weeks ago, here we had yesterday the unemployment figures coming out and the number of people who have filed for unemployment. That's going to be in the news on a weekly basis as we're all out there, a lot of us filing for unemployment, both nationally and statewide. There's resources and programs now to help. And I'd encourage anybody and everybody, get out there. And again, we got plenty of links on the Texas Insider page of how you can file, who's eligible to file, where to file, trying to make it as easy as possible for you to have a one-stop shop where you can get all your questions answered, or at least as many of them. But a month ago, our nation was doing great economically. We had just come out with the release of the February employment numbers. Our economy was strong. That's going to be something to remember as we, in a month or so, try and get out of this. We were the envy of the world economically. Things were looking up, and bam, talk about running into a wall. Here's the Austin American-Statesman from Tuesday, March 3rd. Lead headline was, South by Southwest is still moving forward. Guess we know how that turned out. There was a petition being circulated around for folks who wanted to voice their opinion that the event ought to be canceled. Everything's been canceled nowadays. Second headline here was, getting ready for the Texas primary. Remember, we all voted in our Super Tuesday back on Tuesday, March 3rd, and we Texans were having a say in the nation's political presidential primaries. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden were battling it out. That was the headline on the March 4th Statesman, because they were having a debate, their latest debate. Wall Street here from the Statesman on March 3rd, Wall Street was roaring back. We had had about 3 or 4 days of absolutely horrible downward movements, and then it came roaring back and had a tremendous uptick. We're going to continue to see that as things go up and down in the stock market. And then even on the Texas Insider, we had an interesting article on March 11th titled, "With the Coronavirus Concerns Increasing, 328 Chinese nationals had been caught at the southern border trying to enter the U.S. illegally." And the reason I mention that is because obviously everybody's focused on China right now. I think if anything's uniting a bunch of Americans, or we're all of one mind on too many things, but one thing in particular is that the Chinese government, communist as they are, they lied. They covered up the seriousness of the coronavirus pandemic in their country. They lied to groups. You keep hearing this acronym WHO, that stands for the World Health Organization. They're the ones who are supposed to be on top of these type of things, monitoring, communicating, letting country to country know if there's things to be concerned about. And China covered it all up. They covered it up to their own people. They were lying to the rest of the world about the seriousness of it. And here we had, thank goodness, President Trump was closing the border, because in 1 week we had 328 Chinese nationals, who knows how many carrying the virus, coming in on the southern border. And then here on today's Statesman, we have 800 hospitalized statewide from the coronavirus. Greg Abbott's doing a good job of keeping us all informed about the numbers. The Wall Street Journal's got the latest numbers. I'm going to go into that and some of the other. But most importantly, again, how to handle this emotionally, how to handle this with your personal finances, how to handle this with your businesses. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to take our first commercial break and come back shortly after this, talking about some of the mental toll it's taken on all of us right here on Talk 1370, The Right Choice. I'll be right back with more of the Texas Insider Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, good job there, Casey and John. I got a shout out for show's producers. As you may be doing, as you are doing here, the Texas Insider Show is coming to you remotely as company-wide policies sheltering in place and stopping some of us radio hosts from actually being in the office to try and tamp down the spread of the coronavirus. And welcome back to this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. Folks, I'm Jim Cardle. We're here every Saturday afternoon high atop the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide headquarters. As I always say, be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org, where we're doing our best to keep you on the inside of the coronavirus updates and trying to be a one-stop shop for you to find answers about your employment checks, your aid checks, your unemployment checks, what the state's doing, what the federal government's doing. Also be sure and check us out on Facebook and Twitter as well, just at Texas Insider. And as I was saying there before the break, there's certainly been an absolute talk about out-of-body experience and having, it feels like we're in a sci-fi film or some movie that just we keep pinching ourselves. I don't know about you. I'm trying to stay positive and think about ways to maybe help other people or surely to get information out. I even last week after the show went out and put our flag out, you know, simple little things like that to keep our emotional and mental state from going off the edge. And I'll be talking a little bit about that later in the show. But what are we doing here in Texas? And what was the state, as I mentioned in the first segment, here are just a couple weeks ago, we were this nation, and certainly Austin was in the middle of an economic boom. I quoted a Wall Street Journal article last week, and I'm going to mention it here again because it was from a week ago Friday. So just 8 days ago, the Census Bureau's April 1st was Census Day. Some of y'all may have seen some activity of that. You've certainly gotten pieces of mail in your mailbox like I have because the census is going on. But every now and then the U.S. Census Bureau comes out with its preliminary estimates and its findings. They do things throughout the decade other than just every 10 years. And they showed that of the nation's largest metro areas and biggest cities, we don't realize Austin's the 11th largest city in America now. Everybody knows New York City, Chicago, LA, Houston's number four, then Philadelphia. People don't realize Phoenix is in there. people don't realize San Antonio is bigger than Dallas now. And then you got, I think, San Jose before Austin. But of the nation's largest metropolitan areas, the Census Bureau released some figures last week. And you know what city had the biggest numerical increase of people in the last 10 years? It was Dallas at 1.2 million people. And that was followed closely by Houston with 1.1 million people. Here in Austin, little bitty Austin, again, it's the 11th largest city in the nation now. We've grown by 1.1 million residents. That's the city, that's Houston. The city of Austin's grown by 500,000 residents between 2010 and 2019. So things were going good, and now all of a sudden we're hit here with this pandemic. In today's Austin American Statesman, the lead headline, 800 hospitalized statewide from the coronavirus. More than 800 people are being treated for the COVID-19 coronavirus in Texas hospitals, a fourfold increase from just 5 days ago, Governor Greg Abbott said Friday. At the same time, Texas health officials have continued to expand the number of available beds and specialized equipment to treat patients stricken with the disease. I'm mentioning this to again give you some perspective and let you know where we are as a state. This article says the governor announced there are now nearly 20,000 hospital beds statewide designated for the coronavirus patients. That's nearly a 4,000 bed increase from last Saturday. So the governor's certainly doing things. We've all been focused on New York City, I think, realizing that New York City's literally ground zero in this coronavirus epidemic. The Wall Street Journal's done a good job. I don't want to bore you with too many numbers, but just to mention it from today's Wall Street Journal, we're now over 1 million cases worldwide, 1 million cases worldwide. There's about 275,000 cases in the United States. And out of those 275,000 cases in the United States, a little bit over 7,000 have resulted in deaths. I don't know if you saw yesterday, but the Trump administration, this to put your mind at ease a little bit if you're uninsured, the Trump administration announced that it's going to use some of its stimulus funds. If you're uninsured and you're afraid of going to the hospital because of the medical bills, you don't need to. Trump announced that anybody who's uninsured in the nation and comes down with something like the coronavirus, you're not going to have to pay your bill. You don't have to worry about unexpected charges. You don't have to worry about being uninsured. That's the latest effort. And a lot of people filing unemployment yesterday, so we know there's plenty of people like that out there. If you're uninsured and you think you're sick, get into the hospital. Talk to your medical doctor first before going to the hospital is what they're saying. But here in Texas, as I mentioned with those beds and announcements by Governor Abbott, for the first time, Abbott announced yesterday that ventilators, he actually has come up with a number for ventilators, that's the life-saving device for critically ill people. If you get the coronavirus, there's various phases of it, like you have with the flu, but the worst one is when it gets serious and goes into your lungs and you have trouble breathing, and that's when you need to get on a ventilator. But Governor Abbott says there's over 8,750 ventilators in the state of Texas. 8,750 ventilators in Texas. And again, all those beds that he mentioned now coming to a total of over 20,000 hospital beds in the state available. So the number of coronaviruses in Texas has jumped on Friday, according to Governor Abbott, to 90. That's up from 70 the day before. In the state of Texas, there are now 5,330 cases. Again, this is according to our Governor Abbott, who's working with all of his healthcare agencies and healthcare officials. We've got 254 counties in Texas. 145 of them have cases. So things are proceeding, you know, to respond medically to the virus. But if you go to the Texas Insider page, you'll see here our headline. Congressman Kevin Brady's got a story about the CARES Act, is the acronym for the stimulus bill. And actually, I'm misspeaking by calling it a stimulus bill. It's actually just a bill, not just, but it's addressing our cash flow needs, our liquidity problems, whether you're an individual or a business. Go to that article. It talks to who's eligible to get a rebate check. And it was amazing this week. The federal government, really, I got to tell you, it probably would have happened under a Republican or a Democrat. I'm not trying to bring politics into this, but the federal government under this administration, Donald Trump's Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, said yesterday that it's going to be next week that you can expect to be getting checks in the mail. The IRS, if you filed a 2019 tax return already, they've got your information. Some of them, it's going to be hitting bank accounts. Go to the Texas Insider article by Kevin Brady to see who's eligible for your checks, how much money you'll be getting back, how the IRS determines who's going to be getting the checks, whether or not you have to repay it or not, which the answer is no. You get an allotment of $500 per child if you're a family, all of those types of questions. And then the next article is about Texas, that $2 trillion federal stimulus package. Here's our Texas workforce commissioners announcing how Texas is going to be responding. Here's a quote from Texas Workforce Chairman Brian Daniel. We're working day and night to meet the huge demand from unemployed workers and businesses who have been affected by the economic impact of the COVID-19 coronavirus. The newly passed federal stimulus package provides disaster relief benefits, increased weekly unemployment compensation, and extended benefits. The safety net is there for our employees who have been furloughed, fired, or laid off, and for those who have had their hours reduced. And I'm telling you, even just talking amongst ourselves here in the studio before going on the air, I know the radio station's been affected. Everybody. I've had friends who have been furloughed or laid off. My kids have had friends who have been furloughed or laid off. And it's going to get worse. That's why they're saying in the next 2 weeks, it's going to be especially important for us to be emotionally and mentally strong and know that after a two-week period, things are going to hopefully start turning upwards if we just do a couple things like shelter in place and so forth. We got to take our news break at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jim Cardle. Appreciate you joining us, and we'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good job there, John and Casey. I could let that one go for a little bit just because it's got a nice little upbeat tempo. Light of the Love That I Found, a little Led Zeppelin coming back in for the second half of this week's Texas Insider Show. We appreciate you joining us. We're here every Saturday high atop the Talk 1370 worldwide headquarters. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org, where, as I've been mentioning, we're trying to be a one-stop shop for you to find out anything you need to know, anything and everything, how your businesses have been relieved of filing their property tax renditions to April 15th, how the economy might be picking up, where to get your Social Security benefits looked into, what's the states doing. We got an article by State Rep Phil King there about small business owners, recovery guides and links, anything and everything you need to figure out how to get through here the next week in this couple weeks of critical time when we're all trying to shelter in place and wondering what's going to be the economic future. I'm Jim Cardle. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org, like I said, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Texas Insider, where we've got about 45,000 followers and growing on a daily basis as we're all searching the internet and playing on our phones these days. And I wanted, as I mentioned there, some of the things that have been going on in the raw numbers, what Texas is doing, what the nation's leaders are doing. And again, there's just a long list of articles. Kevin Brady starts off here on our website, how to find out to get your relief check, who's eligible and how you file and where you file, and Texas Workforce Commission working overtime to get your unemployment files claimed. I think I heard the other day there was over 1 million phone calls to the Texas Workforce Commission. And the reason I mention that, folks, is if you get placed on hold, if the website takes longer to load than you are used to, be patient. Take a deep breath, count to 10, count your blessings. It's just going to be problematic, but that's an indication of the volume that some of our state and federal agencies have got going and are trying to drink from a fire hydrant. Here's one from Congressman Roger Williams of how to protect your paycheck, how the federal government's provided $350 billion in low interest loans and grants that go directly to employers. And this is something I don't know that enough employers are aware of, but go to Texas Insider and check out these links. If you're a small employer, which is numerically defined as less than 500 people, and again, I ended the last segment saying we've all had people who are affected, have been affected, have had job furloughs, who are told not to come back next week, have been laid off. But small businesses can go into your local banks. I even have talked to some local bankers here in Austin. As long as you can show what your cash flow was in January and February, i.e. what you paid your employees, what it cost to pay your rent, what your expenses were. And essentially, as long as you don't have a third eye in your forehead and you had a good relationship with them and you promised to pay it back, they're going to give you enough to match your January and February cash flow numbers to do that exact thing. Keep your employees on the payroll. Keep them able to pay their mortgages, their utility bills. That's the other thing. We had April 1st happen here in the middle of the week. Everybody's scrambling, thinking, how am I going to pay my mortgage? How am I going to pay my utility bill? How am I going to make the car payment? And I've got a number of things here in the pile, a little bit on the lighter side. I saw something the other day. Did you know that back in 1665, that's right, the year 1665, Sir Isaac Newton was sheltering in place because of the bubonic plague. And that's when Sir Isaac Newton used his free time to discover and come up with his theory of gravity. And he invented the mathematical practice of calculus. That was in 1665. In 1606, when they were going through a similar plague, William Shakespeare used his spare time to write Macbeth. So we've all got extra time. Who knows what interesting things are going to come out of this, other than how to get toilet paper delivered to our homes more frequently. But while our jobs may be ended on the one hand, people are thinking, and there's some evidence of what happens during some of these types of times. I did see that St. David's healthcare facilities is closed, three of their location in Cedar Park and North Austin. And that's something to check with if you're about to go into the, having checked with your doctor and they say you need to go to the hospital. I saw that Cap Metro in today's paper, Cap Metro is set to receive $104 million from the stimulus package to address some of the transportation needs. The Dell Foundation is using the time, thank God for and bless Michael and Susan Dell. The Dell Foundation has announced they're going to donate $100 million to coming up with and accelerate development of the coronavirus. And there's been a lot of development this week, folks. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but the Food and Drug Administration is scrambling. They're working frantically trying to contain the coronavirus, come up with the best private innovation. And there are some treatments that have now been shown to be effective. So this is going to be coming down, I think, increasingly down the pike this week, and hopefully some positive news. Donald Trump said the other day to the Food and Drug Administration, quote, slash red tape like nobody's ever done before. And that's what's necessary. It's been real interesting to see some of the regulations that have suddenly, and like manna from heaven, been determined to be unnecessary. If you go to TexasInsider.org, I posted an article a couple days ago. Did you know that plastic bag bans? We've had that here in Austin, where our local grocery stores, there was a big tree hugger and environmental movement to ban plastic bags. Well, guess what's been shown to be one of the best transmitters of the coronavirus? It's those bags that you and I bring into the store and are being mandated to bring into the store, because the virus lives on some of these things. Even people saying on your shoe bottoms, you should take your shoes off when you come into the house. The coronavirus will live on a hard surface for 2 or 3 days. And if you're bringing these plastic bags back, I mean, you're bringing these home mandated totes back, then you're going and you're touching all the other items in the grocery store. You're checking out at the line. You're grabbing. People are saying, be careful when you punch elevator buttons, when you grab convenience store doorknobs. But plastic bag bans are now being reversed in New York City. A lot of places in Minnesota, New Hampshire's reversed its plastic bag ban. Some of these things are real interesting to see what may or may not really be necessary. There have been some developments by Abbott Laboratories this week. They received approval for a test that can determine whether or not you're positive for coronavirus, and it determines it in 5 minutes. Abbott Laboratories, you're going to get 50,000 tests done a day. 50,000. Purdue University's biomedical engineers have created a handheld paper device. They say it's similar to the home pregnancy test, where you can put a swab of saliva on there and in 15 short minutes find out. These things are happening. The FDA is trying to get the cost down. There was another finger prick biometric test developed. These things are happening. It's just that they don't get out in the mainstream media, who seems to be focused on finger pointing and the politics of the whole thing, which is absolutely disgusting to me. Here's another thing. If you're a student who's got student loans, the economic stimulus package, the economic relief package last week, there's 43 million Americans who owe over $1.5 trillion, 43 million Americans who have student loans. That has now been put on hold until September 30th. You don't have to make your payments. Interest is not going to be accruing. Again, as long as you communicate with your lender or your bank, you might be surprised what kind of relief they'll give you. Here's a story in the Statesman this week that said nearly 156 Texans filed for unemployment last week. And here's what Travis County has done. The Justice of the Peaces have pushed back all eviction notices. So if you're worried about not having paid your rent on April 1st and you live in Travis County, talk to your landlord. But Travis County has put off evictions. The Austin City Council has put off and put a delay for 60 days for anybody who can't pay their rent. The Trump administration has suspended foreclosures and evictions for 60 days if you've gotten your loan from Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. Again, I've mentioned that the federal coronavirus relief bill, you're going to start seeing those $1,200 checks move out, according to the Trump administration this week. Landlords are doing their best. Just remember that landlords got to pay their mortgage like we do. So go out there and talk to your bank, talk to your borrowers, look them in the eye. They're all in this together. And there was another thing that the Travis County home appraisals are going to be put off. Utilities, call your utility company. And here's another thing to wrap up with. Grocery delivery companies, the future's come early for our grocery folks. They're desperate for delivery trucks. And if you're looking for a temporary job, you might go to Shipt or some of those local grocers. We got to take a commercial break and come back for the final segment of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. Stay positive. We'll keep talking about how to get through this, and we'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, welcome back to the final segment of this week's Texas Insider Show. Thanks to John and Casey there. We're sheltering in place and not in studio, coming to you from our local home-built office. And welcome to the final quarter of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle, folks. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, keeping you on the inside of Texas and national politics. And as that goes these days, it's all about how to react and how to get through and how to survive during these days of the coronavirus. Be sure and check us out. As I always say, you're either an insider or you're not. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org. We've tried our best to be a one-stop shop for you to find answers and get your questions addressed on what to do, where to file, how to get through this pandemic that we're going through. Also on Facebook and Twitter, just at Texas Insider. And I got a bunch of stuff to try and cram in here in the final segment, but most of all, just to help all of us understand and try and be as positive as we can in the face of a crisis. As I mentioned there before the break, Abbott Laboratories has developed a test that shows within 5 minutes whether somebody's been infected by the coronavirus or not. That's going out across the country. 50,000 tests a day is how much production Abbott Labs is going to be doing. 50,000 tests produced a day that can show immediately. Because right now we're at the phase where we got to, while everybody's sheltering in place, that's one thing. But the second thing is being able to identify those who might have the disease. Because most folks that come to find out, I'm sure you've heard, most folks that have it don't even realize that they have it and that they're walking around with it. So if we can identify those who have it and get them some treatment, here's Purdue University biomedical engineers have come up with a handheld paper device similar to a pregnancy test that is going to confirm whether or not you've got it. Other labs are doing the same thing. As I mentioned, President Trump told the FDA to slash red tape like nobody's ever done before. We're going to start seeing some mitigation of how this thing is spreading. And then the other thing, this has even impacted the Cardle household. I saw an article in the Wall Street Journal the other day. It starts out, crises have a way of accelerating the inevitable. Packaged food and other household goods are registering record sales from the coronavirus. Some behavioral changes, such as a shift to online shopping, will be permanent. Get this, folks. In the week of March 14th, total U.S. sales of consumer packaged goods were up 44% from a year earlier, according to Nielsen. Dried beans more than tripled. Soups and tuna more than doubled. Vitamin sales are up by 93%. So Americans are going out there and doing this remote shopping stuff. And if you are looking for a job, I know there's local grocers and Shipt and some others who are hiring people. My daughter's doing Shipt. She said that she went onto the Shipt website yesterday to look at how many jobs she could take. And there were more than 1,000 orders back ordered in Austin that needed delivery. Target has projected that its sales are going to be up, not on their high margin apparel and expensive stuff like that, but because of the grocery carry out and some of the more household necessity stuff. So businesses are seeing impact in this regard. And then on another positive note, I mentioned this last week, Verizon, AT&T, all these companies, they're seeing more phone calls being made now on a daily basis in the last 2 weeks than has ever been made. Even on Mother's Day is typically the most busy day for cell phone and phone calls. Everybody's calling their mother. But now we're reconnecting with our family. We're reconnecting and realizing with what's important. And yet there's still some finger pointing. I got to, because we're a political show, talk about how disgusting it is to see some of this political finger pointing, whether it's the Trump administration or Governor Abbott at the local level or your county. Everybody's trying to do the best we can to get through this stuff, folks. You'd think that we'd be focused on addressing the problem, not on criticizing the symptoms. The problem is we got a disease. The symptoms are that it's spreading, and instead of pointing fingers, it just makes you wonder. That's why I think We saw last week a Gallup poll that came out and said that 60% of Americans are pleased with the way the government and Donald Trump are handling this type of thing. There was an interesting story I saw in early March. The number of Americans who thought the coronavirus was going to be a problem, again, this is about a month ago, the number of Americans who thought it was going to be a problem were fairly low. 40% of Republicans in a national poll in early March said they weren't concerned, and more Democrats than that responded. But since then, so there's been divergence in politics. My point is that we all now know that we're in this together and it's deadly serious. And now we've seen the partisan splits in our politics as a nation merge. We're not worried about politics because we're in a true time of crisis. And if you look historically, it's proven that Americans rally around our leaders. We rally at whatever level. We're going to start seeing more of that. And that's what I'm talking about. For the first time in the Trump presidency, he's got a positive, more positive than negative approval rating. That's not to say good or bad about Orange Man Bad and Nancy Pelosi's criticizing him. And finally, Joe Biden came out late last night after, I think, 8 o'clock, and Joe Biden finally said that he does agree with Donald Trump's stopping Chinese citizens and Italian citizens and others from coming in. It's a little bit late since we've already been fighting this thing for a month. But now all Democrats and Republicans are putting our political things aside. Daily tracking polls are showing that we're putting our partisan differences aside, and that whether you're watching Fox News or CNN or MSNBC, we're focused on some of the solutions. We're focused on helping in our neighbors. Because again, we all know that we're in this together. I just think it's sick that some of the national news shows aren't covering President Trump's daily press conferences at about 4:30 or 5 o'clock. I don't know how many of you have watched that, but it's just remarkable to see the knowledge and the expertise that is being brought to address this problem. It's remarkable, and we got to be thankful for that. Just imagine if you were over in China. Do you realize the it's called the Wuhan virus because it comes from the city of Wuhan, China, where the city of Wuhan that none of us have ever heard about is bigger than New York City. China's got dozens of cities over there that are larger than New York City, our largest, and they're really fighting a totally different battle. But again, I got to encourage you, go to your local banks. Banks are, in fact, desperate to be hearing from their customers, and that's banks of all sizes. I noticed that President Trump, in his press conference yesterday, called out even Bank of America, which is traditionally known for having poor online or bad phone relations, on hold forever. But he even called out Bank of America, who said that they've instituted a 30-day deferral program for loans and mortgages. $3.5 billion, President Trump said yesterday, has already been processed this week. So think about it. If you're a banker, I'm a former banker, that they're looking at their part in responding to all this, and this is their moment to shine. They've got aid shoved down from the federal government. It's not that you have to go and fill out a million forms at the Small Business Administration or with your state unemployment office. It's not that process. It's not from the citizen up, which takes months and months and months. It's from the federal government and the state government being shoved down to small banks who have the money at hand, and it's at hand for those who ask. That's the key thing. We all, as I've said on the show before, I know that's why they call it the race called life. On a race, some of us fall down at various points, and thank goodness there's people there to pick us up. But banks realize that this is their chance, and you got to understand that it's typical for us human beings to feel uneasy, to be living in fear. Get over that fear. Don't let that occupy your head. Go help somebody else. Make a phone call to your neighbor. Go fly your flag, as I said earlier. As a country and as a community, we're coming together. We're the biggest and the most powerful nation in the world, but recognize that it's okay to feel overwhelmed. It's okay to feel like you're the only one in a situation where you can't pay your mortgage or pay your utility bill. But in fact, that's not the case. Go talk to your friends. Go to the Texas Insider website. We've got more answers than you can shake a stick at from all kinds of elected officials. I got to put a plug in the jug. Be safe, y'all. Remember to count your blessings. That's what I'm doing. And be sure and check out TexasInsider.org. We'll be back next Saturday, 12 o'clock, right here on Talk 1370. And y'all be safe and have a great week. Thanks, Casey and John. Thanks to you for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.